Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Raven's out today, but you got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Christian, if it's Monday and once again you have sworn up and down that today's the day you're starting your diet and you're going to do a great job and this isn't like all the other Mondays because this Monday you mean it. That's all I need to know about you, and that's me again. And I mean, I've been pumping myself up all weekend. And then I do the thing that you're not supposed to do. I eat more than I ever humanly possibly would throughout the weekend because I tell myself it's okay because on Monday... It's all over. I'm going to be so good. I'm going to have like... I'm going to be just vegetables and no more carbs, no more alcohol, no more alcohol. I better order another margarita right now, you know?
You deserved it. You know what? This weekend for you, you deserved it.
What do I do this morning? I wake up. I'm like, God, I'm hungry. I but today's Monday. Specifically said, today was the day that it was going to start. So
there's always another Monday.
But
know what I mean?
No. Today's it's all I need to know about you. And you know what? I don't understand why I do this to myself. Everyone knows science is proven. You start on Tuesdays. So I'm going to eat as much as I can today.
Right.
And have 2 margaritas for dinner tonight, just in case. Because tomorrow.
Just in case.
Is going to be the day.
Tuesday will be the day that it all kicks off.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you're the person that points right in my face during a St. Patrick's Day parade and tells me I'm dumb. That's all I need to know about you.
Why?
That is my biggest pet peeve when adults do this. They get right in your face and they point
your
finger.
Christian, you know you're an actual adult, right? I mean, we call you a child because you're 21, but you know that you're an adult, right?
There's a difference between real adults and what I am. You know what I mean? Real adults have kids, a mortgage, a house. I don't have any of that yet.
Yeah.
But when real adults point their finger in your face and tell you, well, you have no idea what you're doing. You need somebody help them, please. Right in front of me, that's all I need to know about you.
That's not very nice.
It is not very nice. It is not very nice.
Did you stand your ground and say, I'm a big boy, and I can make my own decisions, Daddy? Is that what you mean?
I don't know if I said exactly that. I think the person would have backed away out of fear, out of them calling me their father. But right. Actually, that's a good intimidation tactic. Thank you. I'm going to use that next time.
Are you my dad?
Are you my dad?
All right, you want to fill in the blank, call us now. 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. While everybody's concerned about their brackets in basketball, we're not really into that here at Star 99.9. We've decided to make everybody really depressed in the morning and do March Sadness instead.
Great. Now, lovely.
Somehow, even though the songs have been pre-selected, we call it the Sweet 16 songs, I still get 3 to 7 emails a day telling me of sad songs that should be on the list.
It's my favorite. That's my absolute favorite.
I get it. You want to keep nominating sad songs, but the bracket is up at star999.com. These have been deemed as the saddest songs of all time. And it's up to you at 1-800-330-9999 to daily see what is going to make it to the next round, Elite Eight.
Voting between the 2 songs that we have selected.
Right. Without fail, someone will call and be like, have you ever heard this song? Children are singing it. And then it's just blaring. I'm like, all right.
That's not... Cool. Okay, thank you.
All right, so today's matchup is Rihanna Stay.
Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay.
She just wants you to stay.
It's so sad.
So sadly, she's like, please, whatever you do, please stay. Like, I'm wondering... What happened that this guy won't stay?
He's just like, I'm leaving.
I left.
Goodbye.
I'm not coming back.
Music video is so sad.
Yeah, she's just begging. Anytime there's a woman begging somebody to stay, it's sad.
Right.
But the competitor today is legit because I think this is truly one of the saddest songs of all time. I don't even think it's a competition, but you're going to decide. R.E.M., Everybody Hurts.
Don't let yourself go.
Oh, gosh, I get the shivers up and down my spine.
That's so sad.
There's
especially Raven, cries a lot.
Everybody hurts.
When do they hurt? When do they hurt? Tell me.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes everybody hurts.
Wow. How can you compete with that, but?
I don't know.
It's up to them.
But there's something about a woman begging a guy to stay that just is heart-wrenching, too, because you've all been there before. All right.
Right.
Your votes.
Not for me, anyways.
Maybe not for you, Christian. Yeah. All right, your votes are going to determine who's going to make it to the next round, Elite Eight in March Sadness. 1-800-330-9999. Who do you think you should make it? Give us a call and vote now.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right, March Sadness. Everybody's worried about basketball. No, we are worried about fighting the saddest song of all time here at Star 99.9. We have picked the Sweet 16, these are the finalists. You can see the entire bracket at star999.com. Every day we have a new matchup. You decide who makes it to the next round. Today, it's Rihanna Stay.
Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move.
Something in the way he moves.
So sad.
Makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way.
Take it away, Rihanna.
I want you to stay.
Please don't leave her. She's so sad. Don't.
The music video is so sad because she's crying in a bathtub.
It's true.
Come on.
It's never good. That's usually where you cry, though, in bathtubs,
right,
I think.
That's true. That's true.
And the competitor today, I mean, this is going to be a tough one to beat.
Don't let yourself go.
Everybody Hurts, R.E.M.
Oh, classic.
Listen to his voice.
Because everybody cries.
Everybody cries, Christian, all the time.
Sometimes.
Thank you. All right. You can vote all morning long on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Search Anna and Raven. And, of course, now is the time to call 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think makes it to the next round?
Rem. Definitely. Everybody Hurts.
Everybody Hurts. Did you just call them Rem?
Yeah. Is it called R.E.M. or Rem? Or
yeah. That is 100% something my mom would do. You know that band Rem. Rem. Oh, you mean R.E.M. Right. I got you. Yeah. No, we got your vote. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think should make it to the next round?
Everybody Hurts. It was for Kurt Cobain.
His sadness. I mean, so when you hear that, like, your heart hurts. Just the emotion in his voice. And his voice sounds like a Muppet, but it doesn't even matter because it's so sad.
Well, he didn't want him to kill himself. He knew Kurt was struggling with depression.
Right. Thank you very much. I mean, that call made me depressed,
that's,
you know?
That's very sad. Yeah. I'm now sad.
Yeah. That's what we like to do here. We like to make you just be really, really sad.
So sad.
But, you know, we got to calculate all the social media votes, too. We've got a lot. Christian, what was the calls? What direction did they go in?
They're going Everybody Hurts. I mean, it's just a really, like the caller said, it's like a really, really sad song.
All right. I'm looking on Instagram. Instagram is also going to R.E.M. on Twitter, R.E.M.
It's running away with it.
Yeah, but hold on. Facebook, there's always a lot of votes there too. And Facebook, it's more of a fight there. But ultimately, yeah, R.E.M., Everybody Hurts, makes it to the Elite Eight. All this week, March Sadness continues at this time. Tomorrow's matchup is going to be Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man, which is so sad, versus Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. It's going to be a tough one. Your vote is going to see who makes it to the Elite Eight. This past Friday was our first ever Women in Comedy Night at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So Raven's out today. Producer Christian, you weren't there.
I didn't go. You're right.
Yeah, it's really sad.
I was very sad about it. I heard you were absolutely hilarious.
So thank you. It was my first time returning to the stand-up stage. 10 years ago, I used to do stand-up all the time. Like it was my career. It's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then I gave up. I gave up my dream. You know, just sadness, but it's the truth.
When
you
put it that way.
Right. So when they finally approached me and they're like, listen, we want to do a Women in Comedy Night. Obviously, it's an Anna and Raven event. And they said, would you do stand up again? It was kind of one of those moments where it was like, I had that. It was like that feeling all over again. Like, yeah, I want to do it. Like, I want to do it. I miss it. Like,
you're pumping yourself up.
Yeah, exactly. So but I also remembered why I gave it up. The stress and, like, the nerves. Like, I don't get too nervous anymore about anything, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed to walk me off a ledge before the show.
When
I saw that crowd, it was a sold-out crowd.
It's a big place, Vinnie Brands.
350
no
people in that room. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Who's about to do a 25-minute set that's never tested it on an audience ever? Like, so anyway... Jim, one of our buddies, he went around and he asked people after the show what they thought, and this is what they said.
How did Anna do tonight?
She was fantastic. She was so funny.
She was amazing. We love her.
She totally rocked it. Totally.
What'd you think of Anna tonight? How'd she do?
She was hilarious.
How'd you think Anna did tonight?
She was amazing. Completely hysterical.
Anna did great, and I think she should do more stand-up comedy.
That's really sweet. Like, it was really nice, and what a great crowd we have. What great listeners
that
we have.
I gotta say, that's gotta make you feel good.
It
Not
does.
10 years away, and then you come back, and you absolutely slam dunk it. Well
yeah,
done.
It was,
well done
it was
out of
awesome.
You.
But the thing that I gotta talk about is Raven.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you... Did you hear what happened?
No.
All right. So after the show, Jim went up and recorded him. And this is what he said. But I'm going to tell you what happened backstage right after. And it's going to blow your mind. Here's what he said.
Raven, you've been Anna's co-host for 4 years. You've seen her in many different places.
Right.
You work with her every day. And this is probably the first time that you saw her in a little bit of a different element. Can you talk about that?
Well, the funny thing is, obviously, is I see her in the element that is unguarded every day. It's what we can put on the radio and what we can't. But, you know, today I was nervous for her. And I don't get nervous for myself, and I don't get nervous for other people. And she crushed it. She crushed it. I mean, the headliner of the show did a recall joke that Anna did in her set. I can think of no greater compliment. It was absolutely fantastic. And Jessica was fantastic. And I have to remember not to swear on this because it's going to be on the radio.
Yep.
And hey, I'll talk to you guys all on Tuesday. I'm going to have another drink right now. But it was incredible.
Yeah. Raven had a lot to drink. But so the minute I step off stage, and like, I'm really flattered. Like, I'm so relieved it's over, to be honest.
Right, right.
But, and that it went well. But I get off stage. I don't even know that I have a standing ovation. No idea.
Wow.
No one told me till later on because I couldn't wait to get off the stage.
You're like, I'm out of here. I'm off this.
All of a sudden, Raven comes running back, right? Him and his wife, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crying.
No.
Raven is crying.
Are and you serious?
So now me and Alicia are looking at each other. And, you know, we're jerks. And we're like, are you crying? Are you crying? I'm so proud of you. I go, I'm like, how much did you drink? Why are you crying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I can't wait for him to come back tomorrow morning so we can tear
just
him
roast
apart.
Roast him.
Right. He's like, he shows some emotion, and I'm like, we're never going to hear the end of this.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches, and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Allie and Sean joining us together this morning. Allie, let's start with you. What's the problem?
The problem I'm having is my husband keeps calling our one-year-old the boy. And he thinks it's cute. He's been doing it since he was born. And at first it was just like a funny thing he would do. But now he's getting older and it's kind of starting to bother me because I'm afraid he's going to have some kind of complex or think his name is the boy.
Wait a minute. He actually has a real name, right?
Yeah, of course. His name is John.
Does he understand yet? Like, is he responding to the boy?
He does.
Sean, it's bothering your wife. Why won't you just call him by his real name?
Because he's the boy. What? I mean, it's like a nickname. He's my son. He's the boy.
He's not the boy. He has a name.
I like to single him out and make him feel special. He is the boy. And then when he grows up, he will be the man.
Sean, come on. Just call a kid by his name.
I mean, it's a funny cute nickname. He's always going to grow up knowing what his dad called him.
No, it's a stupid nickname, and his friends are going to make fun of him when he gets older.
No, they're not.
All right, but guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and this is a fun one. If you agree with Allie, then he's almost one, you said, right? He's 1 year old now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the time you got to cut it out before he starts to understand and only start responding to the boy. But if you agree with Sean, it's a cute nickname by his dad, and hey, it is what it is. Do you guys both agree to let the audience decide?
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. You know what? Allie's all upset. Her husband calls their son is almost 1 year old, and ever since he was born, he calls him the boy. To the point now that John is his real name, but little John answers to the boy, and she thinks it's obnoxious. She wants him to stop. He says it's a term of endearment. What's the big deal? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Calling the kid boy is like calling a child it. Here, it.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a nickname. Come up with a different nickname as he gets older.
Yeah, my husband calls my daughter Dakota, the baby, D. And I don't like that either. And I'm like, don't call her that. Call her by her name. And that's not nearly as bad, I think, as calling... Like, what if we just called her the girl? Like, how obnoxious is that?
No, baby D, cute.
Kinda.
But,
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. How would you feel if your husband only called your one-year-old son the boy? Yep, that's what's going on this morning. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Allie says it's obnoxious that her husband Sean does this, especially because now their son is only like answering to that name when he calls him. Sean says it's a nickname. It's like endearing and it's no big deal. She's overreacting. Who said are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I am on the father's side. He needs to remember she is talking to the dad.
Oh.
And as the dad, the dad gets to do what he wants. Oh. I have two boys myself, and I call them boy. I call them all kinds of stuff. It's funny. It's a joke. It's like Foghorn Leghorn.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Who said are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on his side. As someone who's a preschool teacher, all of the dads have nicknames for their kids. And the kids know what their names are. It's okay to have a cute nickname.
Right. Maybe if your dad doesn't love you, he doesn't give you a nickname. That's what we're learning this morning.
It's so true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right now, every guy in the car is thinking, wait a minute, what did my dad call me? Aw, it's so sad. Aw. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the dad's. It's just an endearing nickname from a father to a son. My husband does the same thing with our son. He'll be 15 next week, and none of his friends know it. It's a nice thing. I really think he's overreacting.
Got you. Hi, Anna and Raven, what do you think?
Hi, this is Amanda. I think I have to say that I'm on her side because it's one thing if it is like an endearing term that you're using once in a while and not even the boy, maybe boy, but he might not be too troubled, you know, when he stops listening to his mom who's calling him by his real name. But when he's like 3, 4, 5, if his dad is only calling him the boy, I can just picture like he's about to do something really dangerous and they're like yelling like John, and like he just doesn't listen, and then like after they yell his name like 5 times, he'll be like, excuse me, I am the boy. I only respond to the boy. Like it might not be as funny.
Wow, you have really analyzed this.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the couple's court, it is Allie and Sean. And Allie, you will never believe this, but the audience agreed with Sean. Maybe he'll grow up to like it.
The boy won.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
That's our boy.
Oh, great. Yeah, I mean, there's worse things he could be calling him. Like, think of it that way, Allie. That this could be a very, very different, not as funny situation. At least he loves his son. He's just giving him a fun nickname, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I just hope he learns what his real name is.
I mean, he's going to learn his name, obviously. Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. And if anyone else has an issue, you can always send us an email. It's couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Raven is out today, so you're going to be playing against producer Christian. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, can you please ask producer Christian to leave the room?
Christian, can you please leave the room?
Good luck, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer, today's the day to win. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Christian back into the room. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, what is the name of Jordan Peele's new horror movie?
Us.
Number 2, Tony the Tiger is the mascot of this Kellogg cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
Number 3, The Breakfast Club premiered in theaters 35 years ago this week. What actress played Claire?
Molly Ringwald.
Number 4, the number 1 album in the country is Juice WRLD, Death Race for Love. The number 2 album is Ariana Grande's. What's it called?
Go
with your gut. Go with your gut.
Thank you, next. Thank you,
number
next.
5, Adele and this actress crashed a New York City gay bar to party. She is Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games. Who is it?
Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, Jennifer, let's bring Christian in. Christian, Jennifer got all five right.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. Number one, what is the name of Jordan Peele's new horror film?
Us. It looks creepy.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, opening weekend set a record, $70 million. It's the most that a horror movie's ever made. Opening weekend. All right, so Jennifer's still leading you 5-1. Number two, Tony the Tiger is the mascot of this Kellogg cereal.
Oh, Frosted Flakes.
That's right.
They're okay.
They're delicious. They're more than just great. They're delicious.
Right, right.
Jennifer, still winning 5-2. Number three, The Breakfast Club premiered in theaters 35 years ago. What actors played Claire?
Oh.
I knew to ask this because he's a millennial.
This is... Molly Ringwald?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
There we go.
I know.
You
all right.
Represented the millennium.
I mean, I tried. 21. Who knew he would know that?
22. Come on.
All right.
Put some respect
I know.
In there.
Number four, the number one album in the country is Juice WRLD, Death Race for Love. Number two is Ariana Grande's. What's it called?
Oh, thank you. Next.
That's right. Jennifer's still leading you. 5-4. You need this last one to tie. Number five, Adele and this actress crashed a New York City gay bar to party. She's Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games. Who is it?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Here's the thing, Jennifer. You guys tied at five, but because you got all five, I'm still going to give you half. I'll give you a $50 gift card to Little Pub. Does that work?
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have another shot to play against Raven tomorrow morning, same time. Make sure you check out the cheat sheet this afternoon at 5:30 with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Medium and spiritual healer Anna Ramondi joining us this morning. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I mean, when we come on, the lights on the phones just light up because they can't wait to hear what you have to say. And now when you do these Facebook Lives, I watch like a stalker, you know? And it's amazing how many people try to connect with you on Facebook Live.
It's absolutely wonderful. It's, you know, I want to bring through spirit for people. I want them to know they're not alone and that they're still loved. And so all these people that get on. The same thing with my live readings. You know, sometimes it's not a direct hit. Sometimes it's indirect. Sometimes it's you feel the person as I'm talking. It's all very healing.
All right. It's awesome. 1-800-330-9999. If you have a specific question for Anna, you can give us a call now. Sheila, you there? What's your question for Anna?
I have a very busy life right now with things going on with my family, and I'm just wondering, career-wise, family-wise, what she sort of sees for me.
Okay, well, first of all, there is a woman standing right next to you on the right-hand side with her hand on your shoulder. It feels like a grandmother on maternal. Is your maternal grandmother passed?
Yes.
Okay, she has her. I almost feel like she's pushing you down. She's pushing you down. Like you kind of need to get out of your head and into, like one step at a time. Is somebody ill in the family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's taking up your time, and so you're spread very thin. Okay, you need more balance there. Career-wise, you're doing fine. You know, if you want this to continue, but I don't really know if you want this to continue because I feel like you're kind of like you're spinning like yourself into the ground. Does that make sense? Like you're spinning,
yes,
spinning, spinning into the ground. Yeah, you need to take two steps back. Your grandmother's saying two steps back. Look at this situation and don't be afraid to ask for help. You don't ask for help enough.
No, I don't. Very, very accurate. My daughter's in the back seat saying, what about me? What about me?
Anna says, tell her to go to school.
Yeah, exactly. That's where we're headed.
I have a quick question, Anna, and then we're going to get to that. One of my girlfriends asked me, when you get these visions and you see, are they talking to you or is it all visual?
Both. You know, some mediums only see, some mediums only hear. I get the visual, I hear them. Sometimes I just know, like it just comes out of my mouth. And I'm not a trance medium, so I'm obviously not in a trance, but it just happens. My mouth opens, I just know, and it comes out.
Oh, very cool. All right, we're going to have more readings with Anna Ramondi coming up next. If you want to get in, 1-800-330-9999. You can get all the places she's going to be, messages from heaven, group readings on her website, annaramondi.com. Get your tickets at Eventbrite and... yeah, we'll have more with Anna next. Anna Ramondi joining us. She's a medium, spiritual healer. And now you're like Dr. Oz's girl. Like, how did that happen?
when I wrote Conversations with Mary, I got introduced by Simon & Schuster to one of their people.
Yeah.
And they liked me.
So 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Raven's out today. So, Anna, now you have like 5 or 6 episodes that are going to be coming out on Dr. Oz in the next couple months. And Anna is cool because she's local. She's right here in Connecticut. She's got all kinds of group readings going on. There's one coming up in Franklin Square, actually in New York, on Thursday, and another one in Greenwich on April 11th. You can visit her site, annaramondi.com, and get all the info there on those. Do you know that? Did I ever tell you that you're the reason why I got my dog? Do you remember when you came in here and you told me if I wanted Hayden to learn about true compassion, I needed to get a dog? And I was like, I don't like dogs. And then you made me do it anyway.
It's so funny because I don't remember anything I say to people.
It's so weird.
It's like in and out. Well, think of it. If I had to hold on to all these things,
right,
I would have no life.
That's true. But I like always joke.
Well, I'm glad you got the dog.
I got the dog, but she's got a lot of problems. And every time it's like another trip to the vet or to the therapist, because my dog goes to a therapist, I think to myself, you think Anna could have like warned me? You're going to pick like a really special dog, you know, but you know, it's all
the
right.
The dog really goes to a therapist?
Yeah, she's on Zoloft too.
Oh my God.
Right. I don't want to say I blame you, Anna, but just saying.
You should have brought me to pick the dog.
I really should have. I didn't think of it. Yeah. So before we get to all the callers, because I know the lines are going to light up and you can get on hold right now, 1-800-330-9999. Is there anything you see for me? Please, no more pets.
No, no more pets. Mm-hmm. I think you're good.
Okay, good.
I'm not seeing any more babies either.
Good.
That I'm not.
All right. I got
but
my hands
you know
full.
What? You're like branching out in different ways. I feel like the stage thing is really good for you. It makes you happy. You should be doing more of that. You should be, I feel live audiences around you. That's kind of what you need. You're redefining.
Oh, because I was thinking I was just going to stay put and wear my sweatpants a lot more.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, all right. Okay, I know you're excited. The lines are lighting up, and I know you want to talk to her. So 1-800-330-9999. If you would like Anna to read you, you can give us a call now. And again, you can head to her website, annaramondi.com, RAIMONDI.com. And we got all the info on where you can see her live here locally. And even a trip to Italy, I see. A retreat in Italy.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm doing a retreat in Italy on September 19th. And I am planning a retreat more local on intuition in the fall as well.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, we'll get more with Anna coming up next right here on Star. She's become a regular on Dr. Oz. It's Anna Raimondi, medium and spiritual healer and friend of the show, joining us this morning on Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Raven's out. Anna, the phone lines light up. Like, when you see somebody like at the grocery store, do you have to approach them and be like, there's somebody next to you, they're really bothering me, they have a message for you?
Typically, I don't approach people. I mean, people have their own private space, mm-hmm. and I try not to pick up things. And, well, first of all, I don't go to the grocery store anymore because it's too overwhelming for me.
I'm sure they probably like all go there like just to find you.
Right. And malls. I stay at malls.
Right.
Places like that. It's too much.
Huh. All right. I know a lot of people are on hold. They want to talk to you. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Patty.
Good morning.
Hi. You're on with Anna Raimondi. Do you have a specific question?
Yes. I've just recently gone through a divorce. My son was in a really bad accident back in October, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out where my life is going to take me these days. I mean, he's doing much better, but just going through all these transitions in my life at this time, I'm just, any input on my future?
Well, there is a man standing right in front of you. He's not very tall, and he's tipping his hat to you. I feel like what he's saying is, I'm proud of you. You're very brave, okay? You're very brave. Considering what you've been through, you're brave. I'm also smelling alcohol. So I don't know who drank too much. I'm not saying alcoholic, but somebody drank too much, okay? I feel like they're on the other side, and they're sorry. But I feel like it's more on your ex-husband's side than your side. Your son is surrounded. He's surrounded by relatives, by angels, and he's definitely on the mend, okay? This is the time that you have to spend some time looking at you, and it will come, okay? Like, I feel like you've been so caught up in all these other things that you really haven't gotten your life, but you're starting too slowly. Just keep walking forward.
Okay, a lot of that makes sense.
All right, Patty, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You know, one of my girlfriends said, do you ever have to tell bad news? Do you tell bad news?
If I feel it, but I don't predict like death or illness. I might say someone needs to go to a doctor. I don't diagnose, but it depends what the bad news is. I mean, I get people coming through saying they apologize for being like sexual abusers.
Right.
You know, but if I feel it, I say it.
That's so crazy.
All right, let's take another call. Bernice?
Hi.
Hi. You are on with Anna Ramondi. Do you have a question for her?
Yes, I do. I just want to know if I made the correct choice in my recent event.
In your recent event?
Mm-hmm. Event, yep.
Okay. I think you did, but I'm seeing a lot of color around you. Do you know why I'm seeing so much color?
No.
Okay, I think you need to be a little bit more creative, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling there needs to be a step up in creativity around you. Who made the blankets?
My mom.
Is she passed?
No.
Okay. Am I picking up on you, Anna?
On me? My mom made the blankets, but she's here.
No, grandmother. Because I'm seeing color. I'm seeing blankets that were made, like crocheted knit.
Oh, it's my grandmother.
Okay, I thought it was you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants you to be more colorful.
No, she knows I only wear black. I don't.
She wants you to be more.
She knows I'm not into the color.
Okay,
I'm not wearing the color.
She's saying.
No, nah, I'm not going to change now.
Okay.
Is she mad at me?
No, she just wants you to be more colorful. I think not only the way you dress, but what you say, how you get it out there. Be more creative. Think completely out of the box.
I mean, can I possibly be more obnoxious than I already am?
Not obnoxious. Creative. More out of the box.
All right. All right. No, but I'm not wearing pink. I hated pink. You know that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Bernice. I'm sorry I photobombed your reading. I apologize. We'll have more with Anna coming up next. I started a diet today. Is it going to work out for me? Just tell me the truth, Anna. Don't hold anything back. I need to know.
I'm not so sure.
Okay. That's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
Start 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Raven's off today. Psychic as medium spiritual healer, Anna Ramondi, friend of the show, joining us. Been on Dr. Oz a million times. I love that you're Dr. Oz's girl. Does he ask for private readings every single time now?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like he would totally be using that.
Nope. Sometimes I tell him things and he doesn't know what to do with it. But, yeah, he's not asking me.
Interesting. All right. You can get where she's going to be and get group messages, private readings, AnnaRamondi.com. We got all the info on Facebook, but I know the lines are lit up. So let's take one last call. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, do you have a specific question for Anna?
Yes, I do, please.
Go ahead.
Hi. My life is complete and utter chaos lately, and I just want to know if it's going to calm down ever.
Ever.
Did somebody have a female cancer in your family, like breast, ovarian, uterine?
No.
Okay, there's a woman standing next to you that I feel like she had cancer. It kind of feels like upper. Like, it feels on the top part. It might have moved there. I don't know. But she's telling me.
Could have been somebody from, like, my past, like, way past.
Like, any point in your life.
Not my life. My grandmother, my paternal grandmother died before I was born of breast cancer.
Okay, that's your life. because she is around you, and she's saying her life was very chaotic. Her life wasn't very easy, okay? And that you have the strength within you. She's giving you the strength within you for it to calm down. But I also feel that you like the chaos. Like, you like to be here, there, and everywhere with 20,000 things on your plate. Be careful what you ask for.
I mean, she's laughing like she knows it's real. Yay. Are you like that? Are you into chaos?
Kinda, yeah.
Huh. The people that thrive
on
it.
But then I like to complain about it too, right?
Right. Well, it doesn't make any sense. Right. All right. Well, thank you for the call, crazy person. I mean, she's like, is anything ever going to calm down? Because I really like when things are insane. I love it. Anna Ramondi, always fantastic to have you in studio with us. You always bring so much energy. Medium spiritual healer. Go to her website, AnnaRamondi.com. We got all the info on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Again, two big events going on. One in Franklin Square this Thursday, New York. And then back in Greenwich on April 11th. Retreats going on in Italy. And you can see her on Dr. Oz. She'll be on a lot during April and May. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.